year. Now listen, our next speaker has devoted last 38 years of her life to an international campaign to educate public about the medical hazards of the nuclear age and the necessary physicians to a dying planet. We have to stop spending $1.7 trillion on weapons and death. We have to make the politicians understand science. We have to make the politicians take responsibility, not just for us, but all future generations yet to be born. The nuclear power industry have used global warming to say we're the answer. All the money to go into nuclear power, $15 billion per power plant, is being stolen from the solution to fix the earth: solar, wind, hydro, geothermal, conservation. The nuclear power industry is wicked. The nuclear power industry was formed by the bomb makers. It's the same thing. Nuclear power plants are bomb factories. They make plutonium, 250 kilos a year of plutonium that lasts for 250,000 years. You need 5 kilos to make a nuclear bomb. Any country that has a nuclear power plant has a bomb factory. If the Second World War was fought today in Europe, none of you would be here. Europe would be a radioactive wasteland because all the nuclear power plants would melt down like Chernobyl. So war is now impossible in Europe. Do the politicians understand that? Nuclear power produces massive quantities, hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive waste, which will get into the water, concentrate in the fish, the milk, the food, human breast milk, fetuses, babies, children. Radioactive iodine causes thyroid cancer. 12,000 people in Belarus have thyroid cancer. Radioactive strontium 90 causes bone cancer and leukemia, lasts for 600 years. Cesium-137, all over Europe now, in the reindeer, in the lambs, in the food, lasts for 600 years, causes brain cancers. Plutonium, the most dangerous substance on Earth, 1 millionth of a gram, causes cancer, lasts for 250,000 years, causes lung cancer, liver cancer, testicular cancer, damages fetuses so they're born deformed. Nuclear power, therefore, with nuclear waste for all future generations, will produce epidemics of cancer in young children because they're very sensitive, genetic disease, congenital deformities. Nuclear power is about disease and it's about death. It will produce the greatest public health hazard the world has ever seen for the rest of time. We must close down every single nuclear reactor in Europe and throughout the world. If we go on and Libya gets a nuclear power plant and Iran and Saudi Arabia and they make bombs, America and Russia have thousands of nuclear weapons facing each other on hair trigger alert. Take half an hour to go from one to the other. There are 60 hydrogen bombs targeted on Moscow, 40 on New York. One bomb would vaporize all the people in New York. One. 40 on New York, 60 on Washington, many on Copenhagen. A nuclear war could happen tonight by error, computer error, or on 9/11, we almost launched a nuclear war in America because no one knew what was happening, and they went from DEFCON 6 to DEFCON 2, and the men in the missile silos got their keys out, ready to turn the locks and start a nuclear war. So any country that blows up a city could initiate a nuclear war and produce nuclear winter with the earth covered with a cloud of smoke so thick it blocks out the earth, and we have a short ice age and the end of life on earth and all the nuclear power plants melt down. So we have global warming here, which is a catastrophe, and we have the possibility of nuclear winter here. The scales of justice, hot or cold. Do we go from global warming into the nuclear fire? We have to get the politicians to behave themselves, and if they don't, maybe we kidnap them and lock them in our laundry. We kidnap them, lock them in our laundry, and feed them with cat food. That'll fix it. Thank you.